new little series we're doing, and some thoughts about grace. Can you say the word grace with me? Come on. Grace. Doesn't it sound nice? Grace. Amen. We need to be people of grace because we've been given grace. Nothing crazier, no greater oxymoron than this, than a person who's received grace who's a pain in the rear end. Amen? Say, somebody who's received the grace of God that's meaner than a snake and iller than a hornet. That's just insanity. Amen? If we've been touched by the grace of God, wow, we need to be showing that. Amen? Come on. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about what we've been given, the grace of God. And over the next 3 weeks, I'm going to talk to you about grace. And we're going to close today with some pig, P-I-G stories. Wonder why God told us some stories about pigs. You think sometimes he wants us to understand who we really are and our sinfulness? Amen? Yes or no? We're not all that. Y'all understand? So we're going to talk about that a little bit at the close today. Let's start out the message. Amazing grace. Sing it with me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Let's talk about it. Here we go. Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath what? Chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. This is the God we serve. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the what? Good pleasure of his will. To the praise of the glory of his what? Grace. Wherein he has made us what? Accepted in the beloved, in whom we have what? Redemption through his blood. Something else we got, the what? Forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his what? Grace. Look at that good stuff. That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that you heard the word of truth. Say it with me. The gospel of your salvation. In whom also after that you did what? Believed. You were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Wow. This is incredible stuff. Which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. We're going to look at some other scriptures. Not preaching them, I'm just reading to you. All right? I'm having a good time. Here we go. We're just reading some Bible. This is good. But God, ooh, I love that. Say that with me. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he what? And you thought it was all about you. Come on. I think it's all about him, isn't it? Say. Even when we were what? Dead in sins, he's quickened us together with Christ. Ooh, say this part. By grace you are saved. He's raised us up together now. He's made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. These are parts of the Bible I don't understand. I'm here, God, but somehow you've saved me, and you got me somehow lifted on up, and I'm somehow already there. That's craziness. That's how secure I am in him because of what he says in his word. Isn't that crazy? Say, you got to lose that idea that you did something somehow to get you to where you at in your life for God to love you. No, he loved you just the way you were. Amen? And now you've been saved and seated somehow in the heavenlies. That's crazy. that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding, say it with me, riches of his grace, keep going, in his what? Kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Ooh, big verse. This is something you need to memorize. You need to memorize this verse right here. Come on, say it all with me right here. For by grace are you saved through what? Faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Amen. That verse goes on to say, not of works, lest any man should what? Boast. Good, church. Good job. Let's talk about grace. How'd that make you feel, just reading the Bible like that? Did you feel condemned? Say, yes or no? I didn't. I felt beautiful. Did you feel accepted? Did you feel loved? Did you feel safe? I love that. Amen? Now, if you didn't feel that way, it might be that you don't have a proper understanding of God's grace and how God gave his son for you. You know what I'm saying? Religion and church has taught us, and our own sinful nature has taught us, somehow I've got to be good enough or measure up somehow for God to love me. Because isn't that what we have to do with everybody else seemingly? Say, I've got to somehow measure up, measure up, measure up. Well, God says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You'll never measure up to me. You'll always miss the mark. You'll always fall short. Your sin is as filthy rags. Your righteousness is as filthy rags before me. So God says, I've got to help you up, baby. Amen? And I'm going to send my son for you, who's going to give his life for you. You put your faith in him, and that's how you're going to come to have a relationship with me. I don't understand why he did all that or how he did all that, but that's what the Bible teaches. Amen? Yes or no? Absolutely. It's the grace of God. Now look, if you're sleeping, I'm going to get on your nerves here a little bit. Wake up. Y'all listen to me? Yes or no? Get up. Wake up. All right? Sorry about that. Excuse me. Yeah, I tell you that right now. I didn't get up here to come talk to sleeping people. Did you hear me or not? All right, good. Come on, make some noise. Wake somebody up. Somebody say, clap, praise God, stomp something. You're going to have me cussing up here. You hear me? Say, amen. There you go. Come on. Golly, I'm talking about grace and putting you to sleep. Sorry, here we go. Grace is what? 100% God and 0% me. Let's talk about it. Do not go to sleep on me. Here we go. Grace is, let's talk about it. It's the unearned, rich generosity from God to me. That's what grace is. But I'm not done. Grace is the unmerited favor of God. I can't earn it. I can't merit it. I never did merit his love. Amen. Keep going. Grace is God acting freely of his own free will to love. Amen. Come on. To love me. Amen. Here we go. Come on. Grace is God loving me without any obligation or ultimatums from me. Isn't that great? Can we read that again? Back it up. Grace is God loving me without any obligation or ultimatum from me. How good does that feel? Say, guys. He loves me without any obligation from me, without any ultimatum to me. He just chose to love me. Does that make you feel good? Wow. Grace is God's willingness to do what? To rescue me. For me, it was Rockingham, North Carolina. That's where I was. And with a drunk mama and a horrible childhood. And God said, I'm going to rescue you, son. I'm going to take you places you've never dreamed of. Amen? And he's done it in my life. It's incredible. That's God. Grace is, instead of condemning me, God chooses to what? Love me. That's grace, man. Isn't grace amazing? It's crazy. Let's look at it. God is holy. Grace is God's character, not mine. You understand? I'm not holy. And therefore, God loves me because I'm holy. No, I'm unholy.
me doesn't depend on my character. My salvation, His grace depends on whose character? His character. Wow, that's good stuff. It's His character. God is love. Listen, the roots of grace stem from God's love. God doesn't love me because I love Him. He loved me, what the Bible says. First, we love Him. Why? Because He what? First, loved us. See? Oh, I'm just such a loving person. That's why God loves me. Are you lost your mind? God loves you because He is love. And it stems from Him. Boy, you ought to get this down. It's not because how good you are, not how much you love. Look at the next one. God is good. God chose to pardon the sins of sinners even though it would kill His one and only Son. It was His choice. My salvation, my standing before God does not depend on how good I am. I'm a good person. You ever talked to anybody before? Try to talk to them about the Lord? And they say, well, I'm a pretty good person. You ever heard that? Did you ever say that yourself? Say, before you came to Christ, well, I'm a pretty good person. You need to get it down in your mind. Salvation, God's grace, God's love to you has nothing to do with your goodness. Are y'all listening or not today? Does God want us to love people? Sure. Does God want us to be good to people? Sure. Does God want us to do the right thing and make good decisions and to live clean? Does He want us to do all that? Sure. But He does not make that a requirement for us to be saved. Why? Because I don't know about you, I screwed up several times this week. Did you? I'm glad I don't have to live under that pressure. Amen? And don't come to the office this week and try to fix me, okay? Every time I give a message on grace, I've always got some of you people out there that think you've earned your salvation, and you come try to sit down and talk to me. You may as well not waste your time. Amen? You're not going to fix me. I'm broke. I'm screwed up. I'm messed up enough to where I realize it's all God and none of me. It's all God and none of me. And if you've got it all down in your life, you just go ahead and you just keep it, all right? I'll preach to the broken folk, which at the end of the day is you too, Jack. Amen. Y'all listening, yes or no? Come on. Let's keep looking. All obstacles preventing me as a sinner from coming to God have been removed because of God's glorious grace. You mean I can be a Christian pastor? You mean I can come to Jesus? Absolutely. Absolutely. You don't know what I've done. Hey, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen? Did you know God gives us commands to even go into prisons? In His Word, He teaches us to go into places where some bad people are. Did you know He even wants them to be saved? Amen? Does the Bible teach God is not willing that any should perish? Does it say that, yes or no? Yes. God wants everyone to come to repentance. Does it say that? Yes or no? Absolutely. But if somehow Satan can make you think it's up to you, to your goodness, to the way you live, to the way you love, to the way you behave, for God to accept you, because that's what the world teaches you. But God says, I'm not of this world. Okay? And once you come to Christ, you're not of this world. You've got an out-of-this-world, crazy kind of love and a relationship with God. It's incredible. Amen? Grace. It's amazing. God's grace makes it possible for me, for Him to visit me, to pardon me, to adopt me as His very own. God can spend some time with me because of His Son. He can forgive me because of His Son. God and God alone can give what? Grace. Can the church give you the grace? Can some leader give you the grace? Can the preacher give you the grace? Can the Pope give you the grace? Can a guy behind a curtain give you the grace? Uh-uh. Get it down. Doesn't matter what you've been taught. You were taught wrong. Only God can give grace. Amen. Yes or no? All right. You ought to get it down, man. The grace of God. It's incredible. It's what? Say it with me. 100% and 0% who? Amen. Don't think that means you have a license to now just go live any way you want. That's crazy. Us who've received God and love God and we've accepted His grace, there's something about how love motivates you. Okay? And because He loves me, I'm motivated to serve Him, to love Him. I don't want things between He and I. You understand? I would rather be motivated by love than by a stick. Pop! What good is it to beat an old mangy dog anyway? Amen? That's all I was before I came to Christ. He gave me a new life, a new heart, gave me a new focus, new everything in my life. Amen? And because of that, now I'm motivated by His love. Y'all understand that or not? Wow. And you know what? That we do better in relationships that way, unless we've been screwed up, unless we grew up abused or hurt, maybe as a child, and then we respond only to the pain or to the correction or to the warpness of our mind. Does that make any sense to you? But the best way, the healthy way, is when we respond to love. Does that make sense? And that's the way that comes from God. That's how we're to respond. It's called amazing grace. It's incredible. Let's keep looking. We're going to close with this. Go ahead and say it. Yeah, He's delicious. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about all that. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. That's bad. That's terrible. I know. See, I don't have the grace that God has. I mean, amen. Sorry about that. Hey, I got to tell you a quick story. I hope I get time to finish this stuff, though. I was with my daughter the other day, and we're riding to Carolina. And I pick her up at USF in Tampa. And I always drive up north of Tampa, and then I take 326, and then I hit 301, and I go through the country. If you want to know that way to save yourself about 45 minutes, I'll help you with it sometime. But that's the way I go, and it's just nice. And it gets me to feeling Carolina before I ever get out of Florida. You know what I'm saying? Feels good. So we're riding along old 301, and there's a big old mud dog truck for sale on the right side of the road. And anything like that catches my eye. So I looked at it, and Elise went, "Hey, look. Look, Dad." And I look. "Yeah, look at that. Big mud dog truck." And she went, "No. The little sign, pigs for sale." So, perspective, amen. I was looking at the truck. She likes the little piggies, amen. All right, let's talk about some pig stories real quick. And we're going to talk about this next week. How many ever played horse, basketball? You'd play some horse? How many of you didn't have time, you played another game? It was called what? Pig. We got time for one more game. Pig. All right? So we're going to talk about that next week, but let's go ahead and lay the foundation. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before. Say it with me. Pigs. Can you say pigs every time you see that? Lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Ouch. And when he was come to the other side into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils coming out of the tombs exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus?" Demon speaking. "Thou Son of God, art thou come hither to torment us before the time?" And there was a good way off from them a herd of many what? Pigs feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, "If you cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of what? Pigs." And he said unto them, "Go." And when they were come out, they went into the herd of, and behold, the whole herd of ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and they perished there in the waters. And on the morrow, as they were on their journey, they drew nigh to the city. Another story. Peter went up, just different stories about pigs in the Bible. Peter went up into the housetop to pray about the sixth hour, and he became very hungry, and he would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into some kind of trance or sleep. And he saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending upon him as it had been a great sheet knitted at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed what? Can you say pigs? Pigs of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him saying, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I've never eaten anything that is common or unclean." I've never eaten any, say it with me, pigs. And the voice spoke unto him saying again the second time, "What God hath cleaned and has cleansed," say it with me, "that call thou not common." And then one of the greatest pig stories in all the Bible is this one. Jesus speaking, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. Give me my inheritance.' And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent everything, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and he joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed his what? And he would have fain filled his belly with the husk that the did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself," or to his senses, "he said, 'How many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I'll arise, I'll go to my father, I'll say unto him, Father, I have what? Sinned against heaven and before you. And I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants.' And he arose and he came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him. His father had compassion on him. His father ran to him. His father fell on his neck, and his father kissed him. And the son said unto him, 'Father, I've sinned against heaven, and in your sight I'm no worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring forth the best robe, put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf," no pig there, "and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found," and they began to be merry. Now, I don't know if you understood the stories, but I hope that you felt grace coming out of them at the end. Did you feel some grace coming? We're going to finish with a couple of things. 0% me. I am the prodigal. I had nothing to plead. I had nothing to offer God. It's all grace. I had no excuses I could make. Amen. It's 100% God. God saw me. He saw me in Rockingham. God opened the gate for me. Amen. He came down to me. He ran to me. Grace. God interrupted my life with love. God smothered me with love. He has not ceased to smother me with love. When I've had hard times in my life, I'll tell you what, it's like somehow the gates open and there God runs and he uses people and he comes and smothers me with his love. Isn't that great? That's grace in action, baby. God embraced me. God restored me. God privileged me. All grace. You understand? Did I lose you this morning? It's 100% who? And 0%. That's why the great songwriter John Newton said, it's amazing grace. Come on, stand on up with me. Thank you much this morning. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, But now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.